Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. The school year is wrapping up, so we're bringing you our report card. And when it comes to making education accessible for the thousands of undocumented students that live here, 23 out of 50 states get an E for effort. They offer in-state college tuition to undocumented students, often through their own version of the DREAM Act. So, what does that mean? It means lower high school dropout rates, more stable families, and big business. In the case of Florida, where a bill recently passed allowing in-state tuition for undocumented students, immigrant business owners brought in over $13 billion, yes, billion with a B, dollars in revenue in 2010 alone. But on a personal level, the ability to get in-state tuition means much more. So we asked a few people to tell us how they feel about it. First, we hear from 17-year-old Diego Ramirez of Homestead, Florida.
I'm always being a school kid. I like going to school. Saying that my brother, he graduated from high school, but he wasn't able to continue going to college. But then when my sister graduated, I was already on 10th grade, and I was like, why doesn't she, like, she did the same thing? Or like, why does she continue education? At first, I thought it was just because they didn't want to. But then I realized that it wasn't because of that. It was because of our status of undocumented students. In that moment, I was like, wow, now I understand why my brother did what he did, what my sister did, what she did. And I'm like, I was mad with myself for being undocumented. Why would I be mad with myself for being something that I didn't choose to be? I wanted to be involved in it. I wanted to be part of something that might going to change the future of a lot of students. Then when it comes to opportunity, like we're going to Tallahassee to talk about the bill and stuff, like I was really excited about it. I was really passionate about it because it's something that I wanted to do. It was something that I wanted to help other people, not only myself, but others. Now I'll be able to afford college, living better, and do my best to keep on going for my dream. I won't stop.
My name is Inyati Flores. I am a student at Metropolitan State University. I'm majoring in social science and minoring in history. I want to go to law school. Every morning, I wake up at 7 and take a 3-hour bus ride over to Metropolitan State. I live in Plymouth, Minnesota. My family's from Xochapan, Morelos in Mexico. I'm an undocumented student. I've been in the United States since I was 1.5. My parents wanted us, me and my sister, to go to college. I've always wanted to be a lawyer. My mom and dad were ready to pay for it. But then my dad lost his job and my mom ended up having to do it on her own. She would work Monday through Sunday from 4 a.m. in the morning till like 6. So it was difficult for my family and I. Like this month, for instance, we have $200 in our bank account. The Minnesota Dream Act has helped a lot. The Minnesota Dream Act gives in-state tuition and a grant to the Dreamers. After the Minnesota Dream Act passed, my mom, she's been able to come home at 4 and she's been able to have dinner with us.
My name is Renato Olmedo Gonzalez. I'm 23 years old. I just turned 23. I moved here to Salt Lake City, Utah when I was 15 from Guadalajara. So in-state tuition has allowed me to continue my education here in Utah, and it has made a difference in the way that I don't have to pay. First, I don't have to pay 3 times as much as out-of-state tuition. And also, it's a reaffirmation that I'm a Utah student. I'm a local student. I live here. It also has allowed me to pursue that education that I always knew I wanted to have. For me, I went to Utah High School, I went to public school here, and education, upper education, higher education was always a possibility to me. I never ruled it out or I never considered it a luxury. I never saw myself different than my classmates, than the kids I went to high school with. And even though I wasn't born here in Utah, this is my United States. We have pretty much the same experience in the public school system and upper education. And that's how I see in-state tuition being beneficial to me and also reaffirming my sense of place and sense of belonging to the state, to Utah.
That was Diego Ramirez from Florida, Zignazzi Flores from Minnesota, and Renato Olmedo Gonzalez from Utah. telling us what in-state tuition has meant to them. Not all states are following the trend of offering in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants. There are a handful that bar them from even enrolling at some state universities. Take Georgia. There, undocumented students are suing the state, demanding the opportunity to pay in-state tuition at its public universities. LEU brings us the story.
Up with education!
Down with segregation!
Up with education!
On the steps of the Fulton County Courthouse in Atlanta, a couple of dozen students are holding a rally.
These young men and women around me, who are products of our state's educational system, they need in-state tuition now.
That's 20-year-old Raymond Partolin.
This injustice has to end right now.
Partolin is one of 39 students suing the Georgia university system. State policy bars undocumented students from paying in-state tuition rates, even if they have Georgia residency. Partolin says he's one of the lucky ones. He got a scholarship to a private university, but he says that's exactly why he joined the lawsuit, because luck's not enough.
If it weren't for Mercer, I wouldn't be in college.
Mercer University's campus is here in Macon, Georgia, a city Partolin says is the song and soul of the South. It's where he grew up and where he considers home.
I love Georgia. I love the culture and everything. I love sweet tea and peach cobbler and barbecue and soul food and country music.
He even has the Georgia State motto, the words wisdom, justice, and moderation, tattooed on his back. Partolin was brought to the U.S. from the Philippines when he was a year old. His parents overstayed their visas. In high school, he had a 4.0 GPA, but the anxiety of being undocumented gripped him.
Just thinking about how hard I worked and to think that it wouldn't go anywhere, I wouldn't be able to go to school because of my immigration status, it was completely disappointing. In my second semester of my junior year of high school, I tried to kill myself.
Without in-state tuition, college is usually out of reach for students like Partolin. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Georgia is one of five states that explicitly bars undocumented students from getting it. Georgia is also one of three states, along with Alabama and South Carolina, that bans those students from even enrolling in some public universities. 22-year-old Nayeli Quesada is also a plaintiff in the suit. She graduated from a Georgia high school in 2009.
I remember graduation. I was so upset. I mean, I did not feel like wearing the cap and gown because I was like, what's next? All these people are so excited to go on to something so much better.
Quesada started off working in a fast food restaurant. Then she found out about Freedom University, an underground school for students without legal status. Through the guidance of the volunteer professors there, she says she knew she wanted to go to college again.
I'm not asking for financial aid. I'm not asking for loans. I'll pay it on my own. Just let me pay what's right.
The students are suing the state because they want to go to college. It's really simple.
That's Charles Cook, the attorney representing the plaintiffs.
Every one of these kids, all 39 of them, have graduated from Georgia high schools. They graduated with good enough grades to get into many of the best colleges in Georgia.
In 2010, the Georgia Board of Regents adopted a rule that would only grant in-state tuition to those who had what's called lawful presence. In 2012, President Obama's Deferred Action Program for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, brought the issue front and center. Cook says, according to the Department of Homeland Security, DACA students now have lawful presence. But supporters of Georgia's in-state tuition ban say that lawful presence was really intended to mean legal status. Legal status sets someone on a pathway to getting a green card or citizenship. That's different from lawful presence, and it's something deferred action students technically don't have.
Yeah, it's rather like asking whether or not I'm bald or without hair.
D.A. King is the president of the Dustin Inman Society, a pro-enforcement watchdog group.
All that this DACA program has done is to defer deportation proceedings. They are still illegal aliens.
He says if the case were to come out in favor of the students, the next thing you'd see is the students being able to get state financial aid.
and it just goes right down the line on how much can we reward illegal immigration.
He says American taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill. Back at the courthouse, the students aren't backing down. Raymond Partolin says he hopes the case will be a turning point for his state.
But something that I don't like about Georgia sometimes is the fact that it can be so backwards sometimes. And it's disappointing, but that doesn't mean I love this state any less.
Even if the case does end in favor of in-state tuition, the state university system could change its policy. It could require its students to have legal status instead of lawful presence, fencing out those with deferred action. That would mean one more hurdle on their quest to go to college. For Latino USA, I'm Ellie Yu in Atlanta, Georgia.